Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
6:21 on Wall Street, and good morning, I'm John Tucker. According to the latest Bloomberg survey, OPEC will extend an accord that trims oil production. As Karen mentioned a few minutes ago, we do have a bid to crude this morning. Joining us from London this morning on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line, Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services, managed cloud solutions, Christopher Sell from Bloomberg Brief. So, OPEC will extend the production cuts when it meets in Vienna. My question to you, Chris Sell, does anybody care? Oil traders in particular.
Morning. I think they do care. I think what they want to see is obviously some consistency and, I guess, a continuation, if you like, of this policy, which has been going on, you know, for 6 months. I think there's been a lot of talk. I mean, Saudi Arabia and Russia particularly have been, it's been quite a well-orchestrated, almost, you know, sort of verbal engagement with the market over the last few weeks in particular. They've really ramped up the rhetoric about how they're both quite keen to see this continue. And I think traders will be pleased because clearly the stock drawdown, which has been so consistently spoken about, it hasn't happened yet, and it won't happen, most people agree, until much later in the year and early next year. So, to be honest, OPEC didn't really have a lot of choice. As you said, a Bloomberg survey, I think it's 24 out of the 25 analysts that were polled all believe it will be extended. I mean, there was obviously some talk about whether they should deepen the cuts for the second half. That's going to be difficult because Russia is going to find it harder anyway, seasonally, to try and make the cuts that it's
sort of implicit in my question, is the U.S. going to pick up the slack, the low-cost producers?
The U.S. is going to just keep pumping. It's going to keep going and going. Let's not forget, you know, these producers hedged anyway most of this year, and they're just going to keep going. And, okay, a few bulls got quite excited on Wednesday when the weekly EIA figures came out. And for the first time in 13 weeks, I think it was, U.S. production actually had dropped, even albeit very slightly. They were quite excited about that. But if you look closely at the numbers, that was only put because there was a slight reduction in Alaska crude production. The rest of the U.S. still pumping pretty happily. And U.S. shale is what's responsible for this. And U.S. shale is going to keep going. You know, these producers have got far more efficient, far more lean. They're producing way more than they did last year even. You know, these wells have become so much more efficient. You know, the bank analysts have updated all their shale forecast growth, numbers for this year. Again, I mean, a couple of banks have doubled there.
Okay.
You know, you're looking at U.S. shale growth of around 1.4 million barrels a day, according to some people.
NYMEX crude, again, up 42 cents a barrel, $49.77. Christopher Sell from Bloomberg Brief on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. You're listening to Bloomberg.